Hey guys, Rad Rob here. Want to introduce to you another new sponsor that we have for the Rad Rob Radio Network and Rad Rob Gaming. It's Dubby Energy Powder. Dubby Energy is a clean energy drink that is made to give you focus with no crash, jitters, or angst like other energy drinks. They have no maltodextrin fillers and don't use artificial dyes. Dubby contains vitamins, amino acids, a nootropic, and 150 milligrams caffeine. Their product is made in the USA in an FDA-inspected laboratory that strictly adheres to GMP manufacturing guidelines. Dubby was founded on April 15th, 2021, and has since then created and grown a very awesome community of streamers, content creators, and gamers. Their biggest goal with Dubby was to create a one-of-a-kind community in which they can help all collaborate and help each other grow and be better. Here's some facts. One, zero sugar, no maltodextrin filler, no artificial colors or dyes, secret formulas, hidden ingredients, and is gluten-free. Two, all their flavors are unique and custom-made by Dubby. You'll never taste their taste anywhere else. Three, the drink comes down to about $1 per drink or less, much cheaper than Starbucks or canned drinks. And four, most importantly, it's made right here in America. Dubby has amazing flavors like Dragonade, which is dragon fruit, pink strawberry, and lemonade. They also have Dub Slush, Granny Smith apples, and secret sauce. It's delicious, trust me. How about a galaxy grenade, watermelon, guava, and a lime explosion, or beach and peach, a mango white peach cooler. Plenty of different options for you to get more energy and without the crash and without the jitters that you would normally get from other energy drinks. So if you want to check Dubby out, go to dubby.gg. That is D-U-B-B-Y.gg. Use the promo code RADROBRADIO when you check out for 10% off every single order. Again, go to dubby.gg. Use the promo code RADROBRADIO when you check out for 10% off your order. We'd like to thank Dubby Energy for sponsoring us on Rad Rob Radio Network and Rad Rob Gaming.
The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Through the years, we all remember when we first witnessed a national tragedy.
This is Dan Rather, CBS News in New York, with a special report about what apparently is an explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger this morning, a minute and 12 seconds into the launch.
We remember the good times and the bad times through either a song,
who's that?
A TV show,
just a good old boy, never meaning no harm,
a monumental sports achievement. Or even the smell of a particular food from when we were young.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Welcome to the show that will take you on a journey through time to relive those iconic moments. Welcome to RTW Rewind, where old school rules. So, without any further delay, let's introduce you to the host of the show, Rad Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Rewind. This is episode number 451. No, 452. It's been a couple weeks since we've done it. Well, it's been 4 years since I've done it. Yeah, 450. What did I say? This show sucks already. This feels like the old show, Ojo. Joining me, as always, is my co-host. He is the resident doctor of RTW. He's the only masked person on this show. And he does not have a white, fluffy dog. In fact, he doesn't have any dogs at all, which is really weird. He's a cat guy, which means there's something fishy about him. Dr. Ocho, good evening, sir.
You're reaching so bad.
I have nothing awful else. Dude, I have introduced you for the last 200-something like, hey, shows, dude. Show.
He's with me. You know, even though it's been a year and a half since we've done a damn show, you got a splinter. You freaking got plantar fasciitis from walking four houses from Halloween. You got a freaking, I don't know, got grapes coming out your bunghole. I don't know. Everything is a, it's a, it's a, I figured today was going to be at, you know, 4 p.m. Eastern. That there was going to be something like aliens landed in Nashville, or you tried to make sweet tea again, or something.
You're an asshole. Nice callback.
I've spoken only factual information.
No, and you're right. No, I can't argue any of those facts. They are true. Just like our third member, he is a true American hero. He is the
G.I. Johnny.
He's the sexiest man in the world. He is the best bowler on this podcast. And he's still incapacitated. And Ocho still has guns. Barely. Like, those are like dad guns. You need to get back in the gym.
And it's still guns. It's not like they call them like water pistols.
Well, I don't have any. So, I mean, I have no room to talk.
Hypocrite. Here we go.
Johnny Petraglia Jr. Good evening, sir.
You know, it's been a good 3 days. I'm walking around. Today, I drove myself to the corner store to buy some cigarettes. So I was able to be in a seated and a standing position for at least 20 minutes. Got an epidural coming up next week, and all things considered, I'm hopped up on a lot of different medications, but they're doing the trick so far.
Fucking A.
That's right.
I had the follow-up. Yeah. I had the follow-up with the neurosurgeon. He said the exact same shit he said in the hospital, which was virtually next to nothing. He did some sort of test where he's like, we have to measure, make sure your strength is there and that you don't feel weak. So he had me compress against him with my foot in both directions.
And then your big toe, I hope. He better have done the big toe, the captain.
Didn't really do the big toe. He just did push his hand forward and push him back.
Did he see if you could do a full calf raise or anything like that? Or I mean, that's yes, pretty much okay.
He tried that. And then when he checked my strength in the upper body too. And he had me like, he wanted me to push him forward with my arm, like from the hand to the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, I mean, not really, because it's not a cervical issue. It's a lumbar issue. No, I mean, unless he's thinking like there's a lesion elsewhere that's affecting your whole body or.
Well, I said to this guy, I said, you want me to push you hard? And he's like, I want you to push as hard as you can. I need to test your strength. And you threw him
through the wall, probably.
He almost fell. Yeah, I felt bad.
That sounds pretty gay.
But then he said to me, you know, do you feel any numbness in your... He kept calling the center area something, like, extremely by the book. Like, he was afraid to say, like, yo, is your asshole numb? Is your dick numb? Are you having a hard time going to the bathroom?
The perineum. He called it the perineum.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, and the anus, he said. He had no problem using that one.
That sounds really good.
I bet you he asked if you had any incontinence or any trouble holding your bladder or bowel, I would assume.
Oh, and then he said... Any problem with voids? He kept saying the word void.
That's what I'm saying.
And I said to him, I go, well, I'm assuming you mean void. Like, are you talking about which end are you talking about? He goes, well, you only void from one end.
Like,
and I was like,
you're supposed to know, right?
I'm like,
you meant front or back, not top and bottom, I assume. So,
right. And he said, well, you can only void from one of those. Like, not
was he a dick? Was he talking down? Like,
yeah,
no, I hate this fucking absolute guy.
Yeah, his name's Ephraim. Of course, he's a dick.
I'm gonna call. Yes, exactly. I love our logo.
No, he just kept saying words I didn't understand, and like, then he was basically trying to tell me that you can only void from your dick. Like, a void is a piss. A void is not a shit. According to this guy,
he's a dick.
The healthcare system in Nevada and the schooling system are about the worst in the United States. If I'm not
mistaken. He's trying to actually be a dick. He's trying to talk down. No, you.
Ocho has given you better advice than this schmuck, and he hasn't charged anything.
No, the guy hasn't said anything wrong. He did the right thing, and it's noble that somebody isn't gonna. You know, he's checking for weakness, and that's the whole point. But just to be a dick and be like, you can only avoid from, like, you know, how about I avoid this fucking office visit, smack you in the mouth one more time, you little fuck face.
Yeah, he was like, well, I'm a brain surgeon, you know. I'm like, yeah, how much longer?
Why the fuck are you here? My brain's fine.
My brain's fine. Telling me. My back hurts. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Anyway, but
if he's gonna program all your respect, brain, if he's gonna program your brain to not make your back hurt, then he's a genius. If not, get the fucking regular.
Well, remember, it's brain and spine, and since right, it's a spinal injury,
of course.
But either way, I'm feeling like I could probably do this entire podcast sitting down right now, but I've elected not to. I actually tried to sit on the couch in the upper foyer or the upper living area we have here. But the fucking computer was dead, and the charger was too far away from the one spot I could lay. So.
But ain't it funny, like what you appreciate? And I'm really not dicking on you, because a lot of people have been there with back injuries, myself included. That like taking away so many of your normal vices that like you're like, I got in a car today. Holy shit! I drove to the store. I got a pack of smokes. What the fuck? Life is good.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing how happy the little tiny things make me. Like right now, I'm tapping my bad leg on the ground as I'm lifting it up from a laying on my stomach position. And it's like not hurting. That's great. Today, I shaved and showered and got dressed all in one shot. I didn't have to take a break and lay down. That felt great.
And Rob cancels because he had a splinter one time. And then the plantar fasciitis. Splinters are no joke.
I'm very sensitive.
It wasn't. It was brand new. It wasn't even infected yet.
I have sensitive skin. God damn it,
Ocho! Did you even read the message that I sent to Rob?
Yes, of course. Of course. Well, that was brilliant. I didn't even read it. I read it the afternoon because I was like, "What fucking
shit?" I have to read it. Actually, no. You know what? Because this is groundbreaking shit. It made me legit laugh out loud.
It's a quarantine lady too. I was like, "Well, you know what? We haven't had a show in about 8 months. Here's we're just making sure that we're having one.
6 to 8 months."
I was fixing to text Johnny and say, what time do you think he's going to let us know that he's not doing the show? He's going to give us an hour?
Guys, I have been sick. The whole family, we have been sick more this year than any other year before. We really think it's either what they call long COVID, because that shit just stays in your fucking system forever, or it's made us weaker. Oh, you're such a fucking dick.
Sorry, my bad. I didn't mean that. Johnny wrote that to me in a text earlier.
I'm sorry, what did I write?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
So 2 weeks ago, I was tired from walking around the neighborhood for Halloween. That's fair. That's a fat problem.
They were in four houses.
But last week was, I either had a stomach flu or I'm having like kidney issues or liver issues or something, because I still feel nauseous today and it's a week later. But I mean, when you're
and you're pre-diabetic too. That was the other thing.
Oh, I'm not pre-anything. I'm full on.
Oh, great.
Well, full on rapist.
Hardcore. That's right. My bad. When you do it full force.
So here's what Johnny wrote.
Same way.
Here's what Johnny wrote. That was a little foreshadowing. So Johnny said, Rob, I want you to stay indoors for the duration of the day. Find yourself a heating pad. Take some acetaminophen. And then 2 hours later, take some Advil. I want you to find something calming and soothing to watch on television. Perhaps some meditation music. I would like you to ask your wife to serve you soup and something healthy for lunch this afternoon.
That was the one that I cracked up.
That way the nutrients can absorb into your system by showtime. Fantastic. That literally made me laugh out loud. So,
and you probably did nothing of those, and so now we're going to have to cancel halfway through.
Actually, I didn't eat breakfast.
You're already nauseous.
I didn't eat breakfast or lunch. I just had dinner today and a coffee. So that was about it.
If there was a lie detector going off,
I swear to shit, I did not eat lunch or breakfast this morning. I promise you. I had lasagna for dinner. Homemade lasagna. It was fucking fantastic. She makes a great lasagna. But uses cottage cheese instead of ricotta. It's fucking phenomenal.
What sucks is cottage cheese. Oh, I would do that. Yeah, oh, shit.
It's way creamier.
Is that what nationality is your wife?
Redneck.
Oh,
cottage cheese is good.
I know. No, I'm a fan.
Curd cottage cheese, and she puts it in there.
Yeah. And fucking bear with me, because JP knows this. I fucking can't stand ragout.
I don't
either. I don't know how to fucking say it.
It's too gritty for me. I don't know. It's just,
I don't like it. It's so.
It's a texture thing, right?
It's right. And it looks. Part of it is that. I think the look has it. If it was in a pasta fucking noodle, I'd be okay with it. But I don't like it. I don't like the taste of it. There's something wrong. I don't do it in calzones.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
I can't stand the taste of ragout.
Yeah.
So when that's why I have a problem with some fucking big ZDs when they put ragout in it. Like, don't just give me the mozz. That's it.
Yep.
Give me the mozz. Now I'm good. Fuck you. So, calzone, every calzone is ordered without ragout. And I can't eat lasagna because of that. That's my problem.
Well, if you happen to make it or quarantine lady makes it, make sure she uses cottage cheese instead. It's fucking, it's so good. Both of you guys should try it.
For our non-Italian listeners or other Italian listeners, he's also saying ricotta if you're a different kind of Italian, and it's ricotta to the rest of the world is what he's talking about.
And mozzarella.
Yeah. And I am 100% on the exact same page with you. I never ordered baked ziti because of ricotta. I never, ever, ever ate a calzone growing up because I didn't know I could order it without the ricotta because I thought that was the main ingredient.
Yeah, it's a stromboli, dude.
Stromboli, I knew, was a pizza folded in half, so that was definitely mozzarella.
Yeah.
So that was fine. But yeah, anything. And my sister, meanwhile, my sister would eat ricotta, the polio ricotta, out of the fucking container with the spoon.
But the big freaking Food Town gimmick, right? Like, that's so my mother would do that. This is not, meanwhile, I'll eat the cottage cheese. Right. That's great.
That's a side for me is the cottage cheese.
But see, I think cottage cheese in and of itself on its own is disgusting. But if you put it in lasagna and other foods, it's fucking great.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I think it's got, and I think texture wise, it's like Dippin' Dots. Imagine that, like Dippin' Dots, like kind of, you know what I mean? But it's also got a little bit of a, dude, there's something about it, man. Or cottage, right? That's the Italian way of saying cottage cheese. Cottage. I'm making that part up. That's great. Yeah, funny. You guys are really in on it.
Cottage.
That's, cottage. I'm so glad you said that, dude. Because I swear, every time, Italians' eyes light up. And I'm wearing a mask at all times, so, like, they can't see my expression.
Well, you squint, so, I mean, they know when you're smiling.
Of course, they can just stop it. Stop it. That's racist. And my daughter has the same thing. But every time I say, I don't like ricotta, and they go, what Italian? And I'm like, well, maybe it's the fucking half of me that ain't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at me. It's my fucking taste buds.
Ironically, it's not like I hate all cheese. Like I just said, I love cottage cheese, love mozzarella, love fucking pizza, love sharp cheddar, love Colby Jack, love pepper jack. I mean, I fucking love cheese. I hate ricotta. And the other thing, and I'll probably get frowned upon for being
Italian. You named all the ones I hate already, too, by the way, and the only ones I like.
Oh, and the two cheeses that trump, like, are even worse than ricotta. Like, if you put ricotta in, like, a bolognese sauce or something, and you don't tell me ricotta's in there, I'll eat it and be like, oh, this is good. I don't have a problem at that point if I can't see it. But the two cheeses that drive me nuts, A, is Swiss cheese.
Fuck!
If you eat Swiss cheese, like, I don't even want to talk to you because I can't have fun if I'm talking to you.
Dude, I literally can't do the thing with Swiss. I'm not kidding. And I said it right before you said it. This is fucked up, dude.
How does anybody eat that is beyond me.
It's so bad. And it's so fun looking.
The other one is really, 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 really bad for me is when they put fresh grated Parmesan on top of macaroni. Dude, I'm like, you are ruining
its feet. It's fucking dish. Feet.
It does smell.
It's feet.
Yeah.
It's feet.
Dude, I this is fucked up. Clearly, this wasn't rehearsed.
No, none of this.
It's a good logo. I already called your Swiss before you even said it.
Yeah.
And when we replay it, you'll hear that I said Swiss.
Like a millisecond before.
We got the grated Parmesan. No, get that the fuck away from me. It's so awful.
And then
awful.
Everybody at the table says, what do you mean you don't want cheese on top?
I do. Give me extra mozzarella and take whatever Parmesan you're going to put on. It bothers me that it's called a chicken Parmesan and they put mozzarella on it.
Yeah,
I know they sprinkle some underneath and I don't want to know.
Right.
The freaking, when it's in that canister and you open it up, it's literally like getting hit with a fucking men's locker room of fucking sock.
I love, like, the shit in the bottle. Like the fucking, you know, Parmesan, you know, Reggiano or Romano. Like, I like the, you know, the powdered shit, but I don't like the fresh shredded.
Same thing, the one, the sprinkled gimmick.
No, I like that. No, I could live on that.
What? Mm-hmm. So, but I'm not surprised. That doesn't surprise me.
You're an asshole.
Dude, I can't fucking believe you, because I can do, I don't just eat cheddar. If I have I'll put cheddar on a burger and then barbecue sauce, something like that. I can do the Colby, the pepper jack, even some Munster. Mm-hmm. Anything that gets
Colby Jack,
dude. Swiss cheese is so. I'm so glad you said that, because I remember, like, there was like a 6 foot sub and they packed stuff to go and everything, and I was like, oh man, I can't wait to tear this apart. And I took one bite and I was like, fuck. And of course, and it was one thin little slice with the damn holes, and I was like, get this the fuck off.
And you knew it right away with one bite?
Soon, it's I got wacky, dude.
Well, I mean, I know.
We didn't rehearse this. This is fucked up that he said those same exact ones. And I don't mean like, oh, I dislike them, but I don't. I fucking hate them. I don't want them in the fridge. The fact that if a Parmesan powder thing is in the fridge, I want the lid. No, we don't leave it in the fridge because we're smart. It's fucked up that you said the exact same fucking things. And that's not fucked up. It smells like fucking feet. And Swiss cheese tastes like a bag of rat's ass. So, I mean, it's not fucked up. We're right.
So the only time I can eat Swiss cheese is on a chicken cordon bleu.
I don't eat
chicken cordon bleu because
of it. It's got fucking Swiss cheese. Exactly.
I don't mind the way they prepare the chicken cordon
bleu. The ham, the breadedness, it's so good. Beautiful. It makes so much sense.
Just make it mozzarella. Just
put a different cheese in it, you fucking assholes.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about provolone then?
If it's all they have, I'll throw it on there because at least in a sandwich, it's close enough to mozzarella.
I don't like
eating provolone by itself.
No,
eating provolone by itself is like heading towards too much towards the Swiss cheese.
And I do agree with that. I do agree with that.
Because what they say is that here's the thing: French onion soup. If you put provolone on it, I don't want it. You put mozzarella on it, I want it.
I put smoked provolone on French onion soup.
I don't want provolone melted. I can do an Italian sub like a ham, salami, and provolone, but I always get mozzarella instead.
See, a lot of people here on the steak and cheese, they put provolone on it down here.
I know, and it's wrong. It's so dumb. You shouldn't. Yeah, you fucking shouldn't.
It's wrong.
I'm an American cheese fan when it comes to cheese steaks. As far as
the French onion soup, if the cheese is already wet with the other shit, and I don't really notice a difference.
The problem is I can, and it's all, but it's so good with the fucking mozzarella.
I make an amazing French onion soup.
You said something good. You said something. Yeah. What was the last thing you said?
What the fuck did I say? Oh, American cheese on cheese steaks.
Oh, and I can do that though. I can do that.
Yeah,
perfect. I
don't like the whiz. I like American cheese on it. I think it's the best.
I'm American cheese. I can do that with cheeseburgers. I'm okay with that. That's the one thing that I'm literally 50-50 with. If I'm in the mood, I'm good. If I'm not. Either way,
American cheese is so versatile. You could literally put it on just about anything.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Meanwhile, like
on a minute steak, they're fucking, or on eggs. Fuck, dude, I love that shit.
Yeah, Johnny.
Meanwhile, I was going to say that steak is very versatile.
True.
Because there's not many things. There's not many things I don't like eating with steak.
I'll
eat steak and eggs, steak and cheddar, steak on a sandwich. It doesn't matter.
I can't do.
Are you talking a slab or are you talking a little cut? Because I mean, like
talking about it, like
sandwiches.
To me, steak goes with anything.
True.
It doesn't matter.
What it's true. It is. Steak. It's pretty much the most.
It works meat with anything. Yeah.
What I don't like is pulled pork on a cheeseburger. Like Arby's had that a while ago. Yeah, I don't get it.
That's overkill.
I don't mind bacon. Bacon is fine, but whatever. I don't know why it's smoked meat.
Pulled pork or like a carnitas on top of a burger, shredded pork on top of a burger.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, that's it's too busy.
It's too busy and two dominant flavors.
Yes.
That's just it too. Because pulled pork is its own thing,
right?
And the burger is its own thing. I've had pulled pork with coleslaw as a sandwich. Badass.
They do that down here.
I compare that to like guacamole. I feel like whether you like guacamole or not, if you put guacamole on something, it's all you taste is the guac. Yeah. It's how I feel about tomatoes on a hamburger or like regular tomatoes.
Yeah, I don't do tomatoes. I love tomato sauce.
A regular tomato.
Yeah. I don't like regular
tomatoes. Got regular too much
dominance. Too
dominant of a flavor. Mm-hmm. Guacamole, same way.
This freaking cheese thing got me all fired up.
You know, ironically, we had topics to discuss tonight. But this is
turning we're doing out a show.
Great. We did. I like where we're going here. I don't even know if we're going to cover that.
No, we can because this is good enough filler. Because we probably would have been stymied after about 15 minutes. So
no, you're right. You're right.
I don't think so. I'm loving this topic. This is one.
We would have been stymied after 15 minutes of our original topic, which
like because I even like wrote the Little Rascals stymie.
Like yes, the other fellow.
But I have like a 30-minute video to watch. So I mean, we would have been fine. Now we can't watch.
Oh, right on.
We can't watch all of it. So
BRB. That means be right back. So whatever you guys want to do.
HMU.
I'm not done with food. And I'll ask you, Johnny. Where are you?
Keep going then.
Where are you with cilantro?
Where am I with cilantro?
Yeah.
I guess I've learned that I don't mind cilantro, although it's a dominant herb. I love Chipotle. I'm using Chipotle as the example. I love Chipotle. So I love their cilantro lime rice. So I, in that aspect, I guess really like cilantro. But if I have cilantro on top of, say, like a pesto dish or something like that, I don't like the dominant nature of it.
See, I'm the opposite. Like, a little fleck of it to me, like, just fucking ruins everything. Like, it tastes like fucking Dawn to me, like dishwashing soap. And some people have that gene where it tastes that way to them, or other people fucking love it. And it's a weird thing. Like, it's one of those foods that, you know, half the population likes and the other half don't.
I get it on like, that's how I feel about it when it's on, like, when it's not in a burrito, you know, like if it's,
or even
burrito,
salsa, in, like I can taste it in a salsa. Like if I take a dip and there's a little piece of it, I can't do it.
Yes, I will avoid cilantro in say like a red salsa. I'll try and get it off the chip that I dipped if it's on there. Yes, I agree.
And what's funny about
it, I don't taste the Dawn the way you do, but I do taste that flavor that doesn't taste like a real taste.
See, that's why I don't go to Chipotle, because there's so much fucking cilantro in their foods. I can't do it. I go to Moe's.
I understand.
Yeah.
Gotta go to Moe's. That was the old Modell's Sporting Goods slogan. Meanwhile, you're talking about Moe's Grill, which is really good.
Really good.
I like Qdoba also. Qdoba's good.
Yes, I've been there quite a bit. They were pretty heavy in the Northeast, especially around Boston. I used to go there a lot.
They got a better cheese. They got a better cheese sauce than Chipotle has.
They do. Moe's has a pretty good queso. But
yeah, Chipotle's queso is chalky.
Never been there, and I probably won't ever. So
it's not bad. It just, you know, it makes you shit. It makes me shit.
Well, I mean, all Mexican makes me shit, but
That's true.
Especially the real shit. Like the real Mexican shit. God, dude. We have so many Mexicans down here in Tennessee. It's ridiculous. It's like Dunkin' Donuts and fucking CVS in the Northeast. Like there's a fucking Mexican joint like in every corner. And I love it, dude.
You should come out to Vegas. You'll feel right at home. Half the commercials on network television are in Spanish now.
That's hilarious.
They have English subtitles at the bottom now.
But see, there's different types of the way they cook America. Mexican. Like, it's weird. Like, there's Tex-Mex. There's California, you know, version. There's so many different. It's almost like dialects of Spanish around the world. Like, there's so many different fucking versions of it. There's so many versions of Mexican food. I don't know if I would like other versions like that. So.
Well, basically, the only thing that makes it California is they legitimately put guacamole on everything.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so you could order anything you want out here. Just make sure you say no guac.
Gotcha. No, I gotcha. And I look, I'm like Ocho. I've never even tried guac. I can't eat like something that looks like that green shit. Like I can't.
Well, yeah, I will tell you one thing. If you've never tried it, you should try it at least once, because if you do like it, it's extremely healthy fats and
absolutely snack. Yeah,
what it does do, like when you eat it with a chip, it doesn't have a dominant strong flavor. It's a very bland flavor, number one, but it does kind of taste a little refreshing, but it's creamy,
right?
So it's creamy like a peanut butter consistency almost. But so like my sister's husband puts an avocado spread on toast in the morning. He puts avocado on toast, and I think he sprinkles something else on it, and it's, you know, he says it's very good. I'm just not a huge avocado or guac guy, but you should at least try it, because some people think they're gonna hate it like me, and then they try it once and they absolutely love it. I didn't love it. I just said, oh, this isn't so fucking bad. And yeah, if it's accidentally on something I ordered, I won't throw the whole fucking thing out.
Right.
Contrary to if I order a cheesesteak and there's mushrooms on it, I won't even
think about it. I fucking hate mushrooms. I detest mushrooms.
That's my number one detestion.
Disgusting.
I won't even pick them off, Rob. I'll throw out the $20 fucking 2-foot-long capriati sandwich. I will throw the shit out.
Or
give it to somebody else. Yeah.
Really, that bad? See, I don't know if I go that far. If they're big enough to pick out, I probably would. But yeah. What fucks me up is eating like Progresso soup or whatever, and you don't even know, like it's like beef stew, and they put little fucking tiny chunks in there, and you can't tell if it's the beef or the fucking mushroom.
Yeah, that biting and then biting into the fungus rather than into the
goddamn
the flesh of fucking pure animal. It's like, oh no, what happened? What happened to Ocho? Is he catering to Gabriella?
He might be. He might be. Which is more important than this, obviously. But I am digging the food conversation. But
yeah, I could talk food all day.
And he's coming back.
Yay, Ocho!
There it is.
Fantastic. Thank you. Glad it's still there. It's still there.
All right, so to catch you up, Ocho, how do you feel about cilantro? Have you had it before? I didn't know that was such a tough question.
Seems to be having some technical difficulties after that's leaving tough. Unannounced anyway.
Yeah. Well, he did say BRB.
Just to catch you up, BRB. First off, it's great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for coming back.
And we missed you. How do you feel about cilantro?
Take it or leave it. I don't know that. That's the green gimmick, right?
Yeah. Yes. Prevalent in Mexican food.
That's a great question, really.
So the reason I asked, Ouch.
I've never asked for it, but I don't know that if it's on the menu, I don't say take it off either, right? Like,
exactly.
Well, where I am with it is, and it's certain people have this kind of gene or whatever. To me, it tastes like dish soap, and there are a lot of people that have that reaction, whereas others don't. It's just one of those weird herbs or whatever.
So you could I could pick out a fleck of it,
and it tastes like Dawn fucking detergent.
In an infinite sense, you can still taste it, though, right?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Like, so we were talking, like, if I'm having salsa.
Rigote, I guess.
Right. If I'm having salsa at a Mexican restaurant, and there's a little tiny fucking fleck of it on my chip, I can taste it, and it tastes like fucking soap to me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's a cranial nerve issue, then. Certain part of the population have that.
Like, we don't have the taste for it or whatever.
You looked it up?
Yeah, I did. It's actually a thing.
I mean, it makes sense. We all have the same taste bud senses.
Right.
But the senses are what's different. The range is what's different. So something apparently your taste buds loves barbecue sauce and hates cilantro.
Exactly right. What about mushrooms? Are you a fan of the mushrooms?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Johnny and I hate them, so.
No, I'm good with it. Well, actually, because Quarantine Lady loves the mushrooms, too, and she.
That doesn't shock me.
I didn't mind the tip, yeah. I didn't mind them as a kid anyways.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go out of my way to order a mushroom burger, but if I was grilling and I had mushrooms as a topping, I would put them on.
Yeah, can't do it. It's a fungus, dude. It's not a food. It's
fucking penicillin, man. How the fuck are you going to get healthy? That's part of your problem. That's why you're so sick all the time. You're
such a dick. It always comes full circle with you, doesn't it?
Factual. Just factual. Rob, you've given us so many layups at this point.
Oh, I know. No, I know.
That's fair. But
I know. That's fair.
Like, you've given us so... Like, you'll be like, oh, it's raining and I got wet. I got to...
With the Popeyes, when I had chicken today, like, oh, that's just another Tuesday.
Or right when you're like, when you tweet pictures of your freaking, like, your vegan Popeyes, and that's a joke, folks.
Yes.
And then you say you're sick 2 days later or an hour later. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, your tweets every day for the last fucking month were, hey, I'm at Popeyes again.
Or, hey, I have COVID. Yeah, so.
Or right.
So there's that. Popeyes and
let's check Rob's Twitter timeline to see how many times he had COVID. How many times it should be it's like his cholesterol. It should be 4-to-1 ratio for every 4.
Wait, are you saying when you get COVID, you go to Popeyes, or when you get Popeyes, he goes to Popeyes?
I'm pretty much at Popeyes all the time. So I happen to have COVID.
This is like a chicken or the egg kind of thing.
He must eat Popeyes every Sunday. But he's like, oh, I know I got that show tomorrow. I need to get COVID. It's time to go get
extra spicy chicken box.
I think it's every Thursday to Sunday.
And I figure since and then he guarantees it's going to happen. He's got to get the Louisiana chicken, you know. Kentucky's too far.
And I still don't understand.
Meanwhile, Kentucky's right next door.
That's true.
Anyway. Yeah,
you got to go out of your way to get that swampy bayou nasty shit.
You don't like Popeyes?
Born on it.
Oh, I love it. I don't like their potatoes. Not, I thought they. I did something about their potatoes.
What, Johnny?
No, not particularly. Well, out here, if you want chicken out here, you go to Raising Cane's. You go to Cane's Chicken.
We're actually getting one, finally.
Ever heard about that.
I heard it's the fucking tits, getting one.
Popeyes out here, they're usually smaller and run down because their chain is not too big. And half the time, first off, they have the best commercials in the world. They make you think that one piece of chicken can be something totally different if they just shape it differently. So they come out with all these different deals at Popeyes every, like, one special they had was this crazy chicken. They called it the crazy chicken box. It was literally four chicken fingers, but they wouldn't cut them apart, or they would be apart. They would be together and look like
12 inches long. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it would just be four. Like, all you had to do is pull it, and now you have four chicken fingers. And they played that off like it was the second coming of Christ.
It sounds like Popeyes.
Oh, I know.
Like
I had
a sex shop and said, hey, what will
sell? Popeyes, the reason I don't like their food is it constipates me. I can't shit.
See, Ouch doesn't like their mashed potatoes.
Mean, medically speaking,
I like their spicy.
Yeah, cream. I can't.
Medically speaking, I can't shit.
I can't shit from Popeyes.
Yeah.
Whereas, if I go to KFC,
the only human being on planet Earth that would say that. Yeah. Like maybe. So now I have to try it because we're identical with the cheese. Our only difference is the mushroom. So now I have to see. I'm going to eat Popeyes.
There's nothing wrong with Popeyes. Popeyes is fine.
We know that.
But like, I feel the same way about people. Like, and also, I don't like Popeyes because I don't like the whole fucking Popeyes Chick-fil-A shit. I don't like the fact that one of the places is closed on Sunday, and whichever fast food restaurant you chose determines if you're going to heaven or hell according to the new generation. So I just kind of avoided the long lines at both of those places anyway, because basically they both stand up for like the nonsense that is this country that we live in right now. So I'd rather just get Cane's or KFC.
Johnny, Chick-fil-A is God's chicken.
I got a rant. No.
I can't get God's chicken on Sunday.
Here's my rant. Yeah, on the day that God said we should eat.
We should rest and enjoy our lives.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't want people working serving me my fat-ass fried chicken on a Sunday. So
you buy an extra layer on Saturday? Hold on. Now, here's the thing. We were going to the shopping center, and we drove past the
Chick-fil-A. To the shopping center?
Does anybody even call that? I was going to say, does anybody say that anymore?
I'm not here for advertising anybody. So
we going to Acme Food Town? Where'd you go?
The grocery store.
We're going to the grocery store, Lidl.
Lidl.
Where the cheap shit lives.
Lidlin.
So
like
we drive past a Chick-fil-A and quarantine lady is like, look at that freaking line, and I don't get it. I don't get it. I've eaten there recently. It's a chicken sandwich on a smushed fucking hamburger roll. It was decent at best, and I ordered three of them.
What are we talking about right now?
Chick-fil-A. Why? I don't get it. I don't fucking. What
did
am
you
I
have
missing?
The spicy one? That's
not why. Why? So why? I don't want to. I don't want it to kick my ass. I want to.
We had
enjoy.
We had chick.
Gotcha.
No, we went to. When I was there, you mean? What was the place we went to every morning?
When? Out here?
When I was there.
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. I love that place.
Yeah, so does Rochelle. They got good breakfast there, man.
I don't get it. I don't get why there's a line around the corner. I don't get it. It doesn't.
Every Chick-fil-A is that way. Literally every.
I know.
One.
Like, look, I love fucking Wawa. I don't love fucking them, and I probably would at this point because that's how much I love these turkey bowls from Wawa. I could eat them at every meal. I shit you not. You think I'm joking? And I would do it till I got sick, and I would have to literally physically get sick like Rob before I stopped. And it's happened to me before with Cinnamon Toast Crunch when I was in fourth grade and the Fujiyama sushi roll in at Mazu. However, I could do this every day. I swear to you, it's that good. I'm drooling right now. I can't wait till Thursday. Thursday's turkey bowl day.
You have a designated day for your turkey.
That means there's so many thousands and millions of people that have the same thing that I have. And I still have the temperament to curb it till Thursday. but these people have to go to, and I don't get it.
Because they're culty, bro.
But if it tasted like turkey bowls or if it was that good, I'd be like, oh, these guys are onto something. Like, I got a Moe's burrito that was so good, and I went back there another couple times, but I haven't been back since, and I should. It was that good.
We were talking about Moe's earlier in Chipotle.
I'm drooling thinking about it. It was that they were better than Bubba Coo's, better than Chipotle. Don't know why. Something was better. Not the point. The point is, I still have enough discipline to not fucking have to sit on. And why sit on a drive-through line? First of all, if you got four cars or more, your optimal time is dumb. Don't sit in the drive-through.
Hold on. Time out. They are the most efficient fast food company in the world. They've revolutionized the way they hand out food.
Yeah, because they probably fucking give you bad shit that don't even taste good. I mean, they shouldn't.
Wait,
give
who is?
Chick-fil-A.
Apparently Chick-fil-A.
You got to go through an In-N-Out line and see how awesome they are.
Well, In-N-Out, see, I've never been. Is that only on the West Coast?
It is.
Yeah.
It's so good, it's only on the West Coast.
The line is always three times around the building, but they motor through you on that line, man. They get you in and out quick. It's like Chick-fil-A. But Chick-fil-A, maybe that's one of the reasons why the lines are always long, but Chick-fil-A is also culty. It's, like I said earlier about the discrepancy with the Popeye sandwich a couple of years back, with the having the Christian owner and this and that.
They did right. Didn't they do the contest too?
Like, yeah. People are culty when it comes to these two places. Like, you don't hear people saying, fuck you, Church's Chicken. I'm a KFC lifer.
Oh, I love Church's.
You don't hear people saying, I'm a Jollibee guy, so you can't go to Cane's anymore.
Go ahead.
You guys have those?
No.
No, I was just imitating Rob. Any restaurant you're going to say
is, you know, going to say, because I've only seen one Jollibee in my life.
I never heard of it, actually.
They built it across the street. Yeah, it's home of the famous chicken joint.
But like, I can fucking microwave a chicken sandwich in my microwave and put it on a flat fucking burger bun, put mayo on it and lettuce, and it's probably gonna taste pretty good.
And if you just put two pickles on it, then you have two pickles, right?
And I'm like, but yet people are fucking leaving fucking they're saving an hour of their time to fucking sit in the drive. Well, no, maybe not, maybe you're good. But I don't get it. I just don't get it. I McDonald's has a McDouble. I can only go to McDonald's for a McDouble, and it's on a dollar menu.
That's because you're cheap. That's because you're a Jew.
McGriddle.
I mean,
you know. I'm not. I'm
efficient. If you want to really bark, can we really bark up the line, the drive-through line that really makes no sense to me? And most likely, there's one drive-through line. Whether I'm in New Jersey, here, Florida, California, it doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter what time of day it is. It could be 5 a.m., noon, or 8 p.m. The line is always around the building at this one drive-thru.
CVS.
Tell me what it is.
Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Dunkin'. Starbucks?
You're close with that. Yeah.
True.
Because I think Dunkin', Starbucks. Same thing. I think Rob was right and you're right.
Lately, yeah. Right. Well, the problem with me.
Dunkin' back home.
Yeah. Well, the problem now is nobody wants to fucking work. So it takes fucking forever to get a coffee. Now I literally spent 30 minutes at a Dunkin' this morning to get a fucking coffee that they still fucked up anyway and didn't give me what I ordered. But, that's a whole other stuff.
You know what's crazy? You know what they do out here now? You know, when you used to walk into McDonald's and every once in a while they would say, sorry, our Sunday machine is broke, or our McFlurry machine's not working, because they never want to take the time. Well, now what they do in the drive-through lines, especially at Starbucks, I mean, this happens one out of every three times we go there. After a night of fun, when Rochelle and I go out, the next morning, she always wants a bacon Gouda sandwich from Starbucks and a strawberry refresher.
Get back to that. Get back to Gouda. Yeah. Are you a Gouda guy or no?
Mm-hmm. Let me finish my story first.
No, please. It's a cheese thing.
And I like Gouda cheese on the bacon and Gouda sandwich from Starbucks when I get it.
Only
but
because
actual Gouda cheese, I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually tasted it. But what they'll say on the intercom is they'll say either, I'm so sorry, we didn't get our delivery of strawberries, or we didn't get a delivery of this flavoring. It's
right.
Like,
right.
And you hear, I've never heard that once in my life, and now it's like a staple.
It's a supply chain issue.
Shot in the dark.
Yeah,
I know.
Everyone's gone through that. And Duncan did that to me this morning. They didn't have any cold brew, so they had to make me a regular coffee, and they made it black.
Explain that to me. Explain that to me.
Well, I work in transportation.
How do you not have cold brew? You should. What I would have said to them is, well, do you guys have hot coffee?
Can you leave it room temperature, please?
You have hot coffee in there? Can you maybe get me a bigger cup and put ice in it? With the hot coffee, wouldn't it then be at least cold
brew? Their cold brew is literally a different type of coffee, a different type of bean. So it is. It's a thing.
That's what they tell you.
I believe you. All
but right. They run out of flavors a lot, too. Like, I'll want the flavor they advertise, whatever season it is. They're like, oh, sorry, we're out of that lately. Like, it's been the whole fucking year.
We don't have any dragonberry, but this is the dragonberry.
We know it's fall.
Month.
We don't have any pumpkin, but
right.
come March.
We know it's Christmas time. We don't have any peppermint mocha this year, though.
Yeah. But
mom doing that? Was that your mom working at Starbucks?
It did sound like her.
No, I'm sorry. No, that was me being a fucking millennial. Oh, gotcha. That doesn't give a fuck about
it. It was a little huge because they're very similar.
Well, I heard a lisp the second time.
I also like how you used to walk up to somebody and they would say, hi, welcome to Starbucks. How can I help you? Now you walk up and they'll look at you and then they'll look down and then they'll look back up at you and say,
as if like, what the fuck are you doing here still? Like, why won't you say anything?
Yeah. Why are you still here? Yeah, a future's in good hands.
I can tell people hate their jobs, but they're also getting paid more than they ever have in the history of the fucking business. And they still fucking their order.
And bitching more about it.
Yeah, of course.
Still saying they don't get enough.
Because they're entitled for $17 an hour to fuck up my coffee. What pisses me off is like, I'll go to McDonald's and get my order and be like, all right, thanks, have a great day. And they just look at me like I told them to go fuck themselves. Like, it's just... People have no manners anymore.
You're a lot happier getting your McRib than they are giving you the McRib.
By the way, McRibs are going away. It's a farewell tour now. And I'm very sad about that.
That's why I brought it up. So I got one the other day, and it is the most fucking pleasurable thing. It's the closest thing to having your stomach have an orgasm, I feel like, is having a McRib and just savoring it. But it's also terrifying because it's again like I'm never gonna get this McRib again.
Yep.
I'm so nervous that I'm never gonna have this pleasure again. Basically, it is like when you get laid for the first time.
And they're 2 for $6 right now, so make sure you get 2 next time you go.
They weren't in this area.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I still went dollar menu, so I had to get 2 McDoubles and 2 McChickens.
Johnny, where with you with the McRib?
It is a nice. What's my view on it?
Yeah.
I don't want to have sex with the bun like Ocho does. But
it's a good bun, too.
It's definitely,
not the bun. That's disgusting.
It's definitely a 9.5 sandwich for me. I think I might go down to, say, like an 8.5 if it was a regular on there. But, yeah, it's a taste you can't... I've never experienced anything close to that taste ever in my life.
You can't replicate it, whatever they do.
So here's the other thing. Here's another,
maybe like a Stouffer's meatloaf TV dinner is the closest thing.
I eat them all the time because they have that hint of ketchup, which they proudly boast on the damn package.
Yep.
Now, again, so I was at the dollar menu. I had I screwed up. I didn't get 2 McDoubles and 2 McChickens. I got a McDouble, 2 McChickens, and 4-piece chicken McNuggets because they were literally a dollar. So again, you get 6-piece McNuggets for $2.50. But you can get 8 4-piece McNuggets for $2. And I didn't even do that. I didn't even take advantage of it. However, I got the barbecue sauce and I thought to myself, this is like a literally come to Jesus moment. And I'm saying, do I put this barbecue sauce on the McRib for like the most explosive fucking barbecue flavor of my life? Or is this the last time I'm going to have a McRib and I don't want to fuck it up? So
that's a good painful. Point. That's a good point. It was yours like slathered in fucking barbecue sauce?
It, they did, yeah. They wrapped it up good.
Like, I couldn't even keep mine on the bun because it was just so much
barbecue. I went to the eat-in because they don't ever cater to the people eating in anymore. It's all fucking drive-thru shit, give a fuck. Which I get.
Right.
But
Do they limit the amount? Sorry, go ahead.
No. I had nothing else. I fucked up again.
Are you sure you're done? Because now I'm going to ask for real whether you keep talking or not. Do they limit the amount of McRibs you're allowed to buy at the drive-thru? Because we all know that a McDonald's sandwich is preserved for at least 8 years on its own. So you could probably just stack them up and throw them in the fridge, right?
Or the freezer. I would just put them in the freezer.
I asked the woman how long. I was like, look, just give me a number. And
when's
she
this
said,
going away?
They don't even tell us. And I'm like,
All right, do you think it's a marketing thing, like, to fuck with people, like, and they're just going to bring it back, like, next year or year after? Like,
you know, Kiss said they were going to fucking stop touring in 2000, and here they are fucking finally touring in 2022. So
same with the Rolling Stones.
Like, don't do this to me. You can't fucking put that evil on us, Ricky Bobby. You can't do that shit.
Johnny's
with something so important like that.
Johnny's onto something, though. Just fucking freeze him, dude. Like, you can have McRib whenever you want for who knows how long.
But what happens to the sauce? Remember, when you freeze something, it gets denatured. True. When you denature something, you're changing the chemical structure. Fuck, I wish I didn't even know that. It wouldn't even bother me.
Even if you get that vacuum seal gimmick, like that, I don't know.
But then what? Now it's like those White Castles, and they're all the same. Now you have to take the bun off. Are you going to be able to, like...
No, I hear you. I got
you. It's very, very hard to replicate it.
All right, what if it's the same barbecue sauce? Hold on. Sorry. What if it's the same barbecue sauce that's in the packet? Then you could just fucking stock up.
Well, that's what I was asking. That's what I was going
to
do.
Well, then for science, you need to fucking try it and tell us what happened on Wednesday or next Monday.
It was such a different color that I was like, dude, I can't do this. Because then I was like, I didn't want to fuck up my last McRib.
No, I get it.
And now the problem is the McRibs are expensive. Even by themselves, they're like, my dollar menu shit costs about five and change, and the McRib costs $5.
Agreed. Yes, it does. It's stupid.
So I got five things for $5.
Supply and demand, man.
No, it is. It's stupid. Everything's gone up. It's fucking retarded. Dude, we can't get out of Taco
Bell. Don't get me wrong.
My wife and I can't get out of Taco Bell without spending $34 or whatever. It's fucking stupid. Stupid. That's
another layup.
The Rob. Fuck you? What are you ordering at Taco Bell for $34?
Don't they have like dollar fucking soft tacos?
No, not anymore. Like not anymore. They don't. They're all like
a box of 30 tacos for like $6.
No, not anymore, dude. Seriously, like
I actually don't know. I've only been there.
It's like $2.89 for a fucking soft taco, man. It's fucking retarded.
What?
It's retarded, dude.
That's insanity.
No shit. I went to just get a large fry at McDonald's. I know that's fucking hard to believe, but I went there.
$4.99.
It was like. With tax here,
if you said a medium fry, I would have thought that was hard to believe.
It was like $3.80 with tax. It's just for a fucking
for a large fry.
Wait, you went there for just fries?
Well, I got a sub somewhere else, and I didn't want fucking chips, so I just stopped at McDonald's and got the fucking fries.
That's fucked up, Rob.
Dude, you went to two fucking separate. Holy shit!
All right, back in the day. I used to go to Wendy's. Hold on. Listen to me. Hear me out.
Save yourself.
No, fuck it. I don't care. I'm an open book. Back in the day. Back in the day, I'd go to Burger King. We had 99 cent Whoppers. So I'd get two Whoppers. I'd go across the street to Wendy's because they had the Biggie Fry for 99 cents. And then I'd go to fucking 7-Eleven, which was on the way to my buddy's house anyway, to get a fucking like 89 cent super fucking giant Big Gulp. That's fucking smart. I don't care if it's three different places. That's frugal, man.
So just listen.
You made fun of me fucking 5 minutes ago for that.
You want to go to three different destinations,
and so you wasted gas doing it.
So you can get an actual combo meal for a total of $3. I respect that. If you go to the sub shop and you get the sandwich and you say to me, "I didn't really want the chips," and then you go to get the $5 fries at McDonald's. That's not the same as the first story.
That's a little bit of a sickness, I think.
All right, let me.
You didn't go to McDonald's and get a burger and then go to Dairy Queen and get ice cream that you're going to eat later that night. You went and got an accompaniment at a different
He went to three places for one meal is what he did. All right,
let me give you a little bit of context, okay?
I'm an ice cream machine but he has to get the other ice cream machine because it has a frosty rather than a smoothie.
No, hold on. Let me just give you one fact that I didn't tell you guys, and then you could maybe change your decision. I'm
very intrigued by this entire story, so go, please.
It's his intensity, which is great. Like, if he had that passion for so many other things, like showing up on Mondays, this show might be good.
I'm fat. I love food. It's my life. So
you should love to sit down and talk too. Fat people sit down and talk.
Okay. They're in the same plaza.
Oh, you're telling me this is the only time you would do that? You've never
done that before. No, I've never done that before.
You just said before.
It's a pizza place called Luca's Pizza. I got a fucking meatball sub and then just drove fucking like right down to McDonald's, was at the end of the plaza, and got the fucking fries. So it's not like I went across town or anywhere to get. All right, no, come on, you got to give me points for that.
No, that's the other thing. I don't know.
No, come on. No?
Yeah, you got your cholesterol points is what you got.
Always about the jokes. So it doesn't change your mind at all, Johnny.
About what?
About me being an asshole going to two different places.
He's trying to justify going to 10
different places. Listen, I respect and I admire it, but I'm telling you, the 99-cent Big Gulp at 7-Eleven, accompanied by the Biggie Fries at Burger King, and whatever the third thing
Wendy's
was.
Wendy's, I think Wendy's, it was, right?
That seemed like, as long as those were within a mile of one another, and you didn't burn it all in gas. I like the idea. I like the idea of saving the money.
Wendy's was literally across the street, like directly across the street.
You know,
I do think that when I've already, and I'm assuming the meatball sub was indeed a foot long. I don't think it was a 6-inch.
It was a pizza joint, so it wasn't like a Subway bullshit, like garbage. It was like a real fucking
18-inch. It was a fucking sandwich.
It was stuck.
It was a fucking sandwich.
Real homemade meatballs, right? And mozzarella.
Know, if I'm going to McDonald's to get French fries, I'm going to McDonald's to get an entirely second meal just to make myself feel better.
A Big Mac, a fucking
like I'll eat this. I'm gonna house this entire meatball sub right now, and then when 10 p.m. rolls around 2 hours later, if I feel like nuking the fries and eating that Big Mac that I got, I'm really happy I got it now because now I'm gonna be a motherfucker and just house everything. Even respectful to me. I'm not saying it's not respectful.
No, I get it.
You had nothing to show for it afterwards. You went to three places and had nothing to show for it.
Like, that's something I would do at 2 a.m. after a night of drinking with my buddy.
But no, I get it.
I really want Wendy's, but I also really want a Frosty. I really want McDonald's, but I also really want a Frosty from Wendy's. So can we go to both places? Dude, let's do it. We got nothing better to do now. Yeah. Like,
and he would use that voice too.
Ooh, absolutely. Ooh,
yeah, he would. Ooh,
some nights and night for a meatball sub and some McDonald's fries.
And a turkey bowl.
If I got a drink, would that have made it any better?
A drink from McDonald's?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You had it.
If you would have gotten a drink at the sub place.
So here's the other thing. Now,
and then
you
gotten
go
a
home?
Milkshake with the fries and Hold then dip the fries here, in the milkshake, is, even that would have made sense.
This is my issue. Didn't you go home after getting all this stuff?
I did, yes.
So you brought a Big Gulp of 32 ounces instead of either.
No. I said back in the day I used to go to Big Gulp, to 7-Eleven. Yes.
But so you still didn't have
I'd be going to a buddy's house.
Soda at home. Okay. And he wasn't going to share his tap water with you, I guess, obviously.
No,
but I wouldn't do that either. I get you.
But it was literally on the way to his house, like a quarter mile from his house.
You need 32 ounces of liquid. Of Hawaiian Punch, which
like
you probably got, or Orange Lava Burst, or whatever the fuck.
Oh, the Lava Burst, dude. Don't even get me started. That is the best shit ever. How'd you know?
I hate it when McDonald's got it off their menu.
It's back.
It's on.
It's fucking back, and it's
on.
Yes, it's amazing.
It should be. Fucking Ecto Cooler should be right next to it, too.
Ecto Cooler, man.
Now, people were pissed. They were legit pissed that they got rid of that. They replaced it with, like, regular High C Orange or whatever. It's just not even.
Yeah, that was the best.
Or Fanta or something.
Wawa started doing them soda gimmicks or, like, the fountain gimmicks, you know, the mechanical shit where you get, like, 20 of them. And then that got, in this area, that got the McDonald's to go, oh, fuck. Now they're doing it. We got to bring it back.
Well, now most people have the Coke like freestyle machines where you just fucking pick whatever flavor you want. You know, you want cherry, mellow yellow, or fucking.
You just gotta hit like the size and then this and then. Oh my God! What a bad snap! And then throw it away, Trevor, to somebody. Oh shit! Grounding.
Anyway.
And then now, if I can get Wawa to start making the McRib, so I know the McRib never goes out of style. Which I'm sure they could. It's probably the worst piece of meat with some fucking nasty shit.
Oh, I don't even think it's real pork, honestly. I don't even know. It's like.
Of course. But it's not. I don't know if it's real anything. It might be even like a fucking the tongue of my work boot for all I know.
It could be a completely man-made food. Like,
I've got a picture like this freaking factory that's like chopping them out like. Because the grill marks are the same. They're not grill marks. They're like
they're just
marks.
Or they're just painted.
They look like ribs.
Yeah, like they.
And then, right. So like they went out of their way to make them look like ribs that we know no ribs are that size.
No.
No.
Oh, that's hilarious. But God bless the McRib. We all love it, and hopefully they'll come back. I still think it's a marketing ploy to sell more of them, maybe, or drive people to the restaurant.
It's obviously a widely accepted sandwich. I don't understand why. Like,
and it's a yearly thing, like
for limited time,
right?
Like, it's, that was like on the fence of being good or bad. Like, well, oh, you know what? I should try that again because I wasn't sure if it was good or not.
Could it be that the whole, like, if they said we're gonna make a McRib in a fucking burger patty and it was cheaper? And we'll keep it. Is it possible that this stupid fucking outline, like this cookie cutter gimmick, is really the reason why they only do it every so often?
Or maybe the manufacturer just is going away and they can't get it made anymore.
No, there's one person on fucking planet Earth that fucking makes a McRib, a fake fucking meat sandwich. Is what you're telling
like it. McDonald's is very exclusive with it. Like, their fries taste like no other. They're like, whatever they do, their process or their potatoes, and like, it's one fucking type.
Like, other. Well, except their barbecue sauce and their
McDonald's. Their burgers have tasted the same for 30 years. I mean,
nobody's barbecue sauce tastes like McDonald's.
No, either. It doesn't.
There's,
no.
I keep them. I fucking keep them. I fucking get extras.
I'm a sweet and sour guy.
Do you want to know something real quick?
Sweet and sour also.
I like the sweet and sour too. Swear to God, I had barbecue sauce from McDonald's before I had barbecue sauce from anywhere else in my life. Like, I'm talking about, like, I would eat barbecue sauce.
So that's what your first thing was? That's what your first thing about, and you were like, wait, this is a barbecue sauce?
So the first time that I ever went someplace and had, like, barbecue ribs or I ordered chicken fingers with barbecue sauce, I remember dipping it into the barbecue sauce. I was like, this isn't barbecue sauce. What is this garbage?
Right.
Because
it's probably so much authentic fucking, it's probably like
this homemade
masterpiece. Yeah.
And you're like, fuck this. Get me
the McDonald's.
Dude, by the way, I got to tell both of you guys, I got to tell you, totally off subject, I just farted and the smell coming from my ass from all this barbecue shit sauce. That I'm on. I mean, it is. It's like thick. It's stuck in here. Anyway, continue. It's not good.
That tastes like a man's
rib. Is that you're cooling for some reason too? Why
on my tongue? it's completely called me off guard.
It definitely was an exclamation point in the conversation. But seriously, how did McDonald's perfect barbecue sauce so much that's? I would want to bottle it. I'd want to fucking have it on burgers, my fries, on my eggs. I'm fucking drooling thinking about it. How fucking is there? There's got to be crack in it. Maybe there's crack.
Can I be honest?
I'll put it on wings.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you guys?
No, you're lying.
I've never had McDonald's barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. You're
I've only gotten sweet and sour. I love the sweet and sour so much. That's all I've ever gotten. I don't get any other flavor.
You're fucking lying on your fucking life. You're telling me in your fucking life you've
never had barbecue. In my life, I've only had sweet and sour from McDonald's. Swear to God. Swear on my daughter's life. I've never, in 40 years, I've never had it.
Nope. You have to try it.
I'm going to have to now because you guys have talked it up so much. Like, I don't
personally.
I don't want to be disappointed, though. Twitter. I don't want to be disappointed if I try. I'm like, these guys talked it up so much. Like, I can't fucking wait to get McDonald's barbecue sauce. And it sucks.
Just listen to what we said. I have one in my fridge right now.
Rob, if I go get in my fridge and I grab one, will you trust me then? I just used it the other day.
I know you wouldn't lie about that. I mean, that's a stupid thing to fucking make up. So I'll take you at your word.
Our logo's awesome. I wouldn't lie.
I have also noticed that over time, correct me if you think any differently, Rob.
Okay.
I think that the sweet and sour sauce from McDonald's has gotten a little less flavorful than it used to be. Yes. And I think that the barbecue sauce is a little bit more pungent than it used to be.
I will agree.
I'm a sweet and sour guy also, too. I get them. I get sweet and sour and barbecue.
Sweet and sour.
But I'm right. I can't use McDonald's sweet and sour with a different nugget. Like if I get Wendy's or Burger King, whatever, it's somehow exclusive to fuck it. Like it's the perfect match is, you know, with McDonald's chicken nuggets. It's weird.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Do you guys have Zaxby's?
No.
In the South.
Have you seen them on TV or do they play commercials?
People swear by them.
It's like Raising Cane's. It's a chicken, mostly a chicken finger joint, but, they make their sauce called Zach sauce, and it's, I don't know what the fuck's in it, but my daughter loves it, and she won't eat any kind of fucking chicken.
Is it like orangey in color?
It's orange, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Cane's has. It's the greatest. I'd put that sauce on my dick and then jerk off with it. Yeah. It's that good. Cool.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
It'd be fun for a blowjob would be better, actually, because then the woman can...
Well, for her, it would be.
True, yeah.
Would it be for you?
I can't blow myself.
No,
that's unfortunate.
But if I could, I would
No. You're really truly taking his food oriented, not even like pleasure oriented. I got you. It would still be good for you.
Okay. Either way,
the blowjob would still be good for you.
Duly noted.
Okay.
Did I deliver that wrong? Holy shit.
No, I got
Brick,
you.
Where did you get a hand grenade?
Brick killed a guy.
Was that a trident?
My ass smells like the woman over Rob's right shoulder.
Oh, wait, that's Rob. That's a picture of Rob. What are you talking about?
That's my mom.
It's an audio podcast, I know, but Rob has a picture of himself right over his right shoulder in a wig, and I don't know why that Johnny would say that, but that's pretty mean.
So we were going to talk about Thriller tonight. We're an hour and a half in, so I'm guessing this is our episode.
My baby gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been,
it's right, till the middle of a cold dark night. He broke up again. Mike broke up. Everything's a little clearer in the light of day.
And you know there's always gonna be here anyway.
Evil bitches working up my
appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sixes still together makes a sponge ignite. And I thought of you when you was getting so excited. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, a simple no would have done just fine.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You should, of course.
Out of control. The whole world is out to get you. Rob doesn't know the code.
Seems the whole world is out.
All right, are we done with the show?
Yeah,
I think so. That was a fantastic, riveting conversation. Literally, like, I think that's the best show we've ever done, to be quite honest.
No one will listen to
it's ever definitely the best show we've done this month.
That's everyone fair. Here is dumber.
It's the only show we've
done. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that's
now
funny.
Now he's talking.
That's funny.
Everyone Mr. here Madison, is dumber.
What you have just said.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Johnny, what's your Twitter handle?
Oh, him!
At JPJR07.
Ocho.
What?
What's your Twitter?
No.
At the DR Ocho. I am at Rad Rob Gaming. We appreciate you listening to the show. Hopefully all six of you or six to eight, whoever's still here. A riveting conversation about food, which, hey, you're right. It's probably it's my favorite show. I'm not going to lie. This was monumental for me. So
show me your tits.
Yes.
I think we'll try to do Thriller eventually. This is the third attempt, even though we weren't here for the last two. But I do really want to get into it because I have a lot to say about it. So I don't want to. It's like announcing a guest for like next week's show and then they don't fucking show up. I don't want to say we're going to do it next week because we probably won't.
Michael Jackson will be smothered in barbecue sauce next week, so he'll definitely do the show.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RTW Rewind. For all the latest news and announcements, please follow us on Twitter at RTW Brand. You can also follow Rad Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. You've been listening to RTW Rewind exclusively here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.